This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For you, actually, one of our listeners in said Matrix chat, Hello World, posted a scanned letter from Senator Rand Paul on behalf of Donald Trump. And it is a glowing endorsement where Rand Paul, the purported but deny libertarian, purported libertarian who denies being a libertarian, basically ignores Joe Jorgensen and goes full on behind Donald Trump. And we'll get into exactly what I mean by that coming up here in a moment. But he's lauding Trump for being, in comparison to his predecessors, relatively, I'm not going to say anti-war per se, because if he were anti-war, he would have actually withdrawn the troops in significant means from these other places. But he's done some less bad stuff than some of his predecessors. He did meet up with Kim Jong-un from North Korea, which was an unprecedented move for a president to make. And
Christian Anarchist is saying he's been in the Zimmer for Matrix calls for 40 minutes.
Well, he hasn't said anything until just now, so we'll do our best to get him on here in a little bit.
Okay,
but you got to let us know that you're there. Otherwise, it doesn't work the same way that that Discord did previously. So you have to actually like ping us essentially to let us know, hey, I want to call in, kind of thing. So we will get to him here in just a moment. The toll-free number, again, is 855-450-FREE. So a little bit more here from the story at Rand Paul, this letter that he posted. Again, this was posted to the Matrix server in our news show prep channel. He says, after praising Trump and some of the moves he's made, like pulling out of Syria and announcing the withdrawal from Afghanistan, which, again, we're still waiting to see that happen. It's supposed to happen by the end of the year. Hopefully it actually will. He says, have you seen who the other side has decided to nominate? Joe Biden has supported virtually every war over the last half century. Biden wants to fix the problems in Washington, even though he created most of them in his nearly 50 years as a career politician. His disastrous foreign policy got us involved in countless conflicts, including Iraq, Syria, Libya, and Yemen. Do you really want another D.C. hawk who will send our brave men and women into faraway lands to fight for people who chant death to America? Perhaps no example is more egregious than what happened just 300 feet away from our embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan. For years, a foreign contractor fleeced the U.S. government to the tune of $90 million with the promise of a five-star luxury hotel known as the Kabul Marriott. What is there to show for such a colossal price tag? Again, $90 million. Nothing. The contractor ran off with all the money, work has halted, and only a shell of the complex remains. This waste of taxpayer money is egregious, but the bad news doesn't stop there. The hotel complex also represents a security threat, as the buildings are tall enough for snipers to fire into our embassy. Now soldiers are siphoned away from other important tasks and risk life and limb to keep these buildings clear from enemy combatants. One of the most impactful days of my time in Washington was during a sorrowful visit to Dover Air Force Base with President Trump. I stood with the president at the arrival of two soldiers coming home in caskets. While so many politicians in Washington cavalierly call for more wars, we must never forget the true impact on the families who stood on that rainy evening as their loved ones arrived back to be buried with honors. Actions have consequences. President Trump understands that endless wars don't make us safer, and I agree. Paul says, I couldn't have been prouder of President Trump when he declared in the State of the Union that, quote, great nations don't fight perpetual wars, unquote. And so he goes on saying that constitutionalists should be proud that Donald Trump has tried to remain in the abuse of power tried to rein in the abusive power of FISA's secret courts. This I had not heard about.
With respect to him, as far as I know, because that was who issued the warrant for the Democrats to spy on him.
He says when Congress sent him fake reform, he declared he wouldn't sign it. As a consequence of Section 215 of the Egregious Patriot Act, Section 215 of the Egregious Patriot Act has expired. Through the years, FISA has all too often, as a tool by the government to collect, as a tool by the government to collect information warrantlessly on American citizens. For the first time in my memory, we have a president who wants to curtail the excesses of the intelligence state. Now, that seems like it's giving him a lot of credit here, but if what he's saying is the FISA courts have expired. I don't know what all Section 215 of the Patriot Act is. Mark, maybe you could look up for me Section 215 of the Patriot Act. He's saying that entire section has expired because Trump did not sign the, quote, fake reform that Congress sent. As we enter the last few months of the election, he says, and here you go, nobody, he says, I hope you will consider both choices closely. So he just completely ignores the idea that there is even a third party out there. Rand Paul is propagating the two-party system.
Well, there are many other parties out there, and contrary to Ron Paul, the former Rich Paul says, check out Joe Jorgensen, and even if you don't believe in the system, please give her a vote, because, you know, at least let people know that you're sick of this mess.
Well, and consider that if you're in the majority of states in the United States, that it doesn't matter who you vote for, right? Like, you know what direction your state's going to go in the majority of the states in the United States.
It doesn't matter anywhere, because no election will be won with a margin of one vote.
That I absolutely concur with that. However, if one could be forgiven for considering your vote more important than, say, New Hampshire, which was the closest margin, I believe, of any state in 2016, that thinking that your vote is more important here than it is, say, in California or Hawaii, where most assuredly it's going to go for Biden. So, if you're listening and in California and you were thinking, I'll vote for Trump, well, it's not going to make a difference. California is not going to go for Trump. And if you're thinking, I'll vote for Biden, it doesn't make a difference because California is already going to go for Biden. If you vote for Joe Jorgensen, on the other hand, at the very least, you will be able to say in the next election, when the next election comes around, we'll be able to say, we got X millions of votes, let her be in the debate. Admittedly, it's really hard. It's a really hard thing to do, but the more votes make that more likely. And if
actually, I don't think they can, they factor in the election results.
Well, they,
I don't think
it
they do
gets factored
officially.
in that, you know, the higher your vote total, the more likely you are to be taken seriously by voters next time around.
Right. If Joe Jorgensen, what did Gary Johnson get in 2016?
About 4%? Was it 4%? 3%?
Do you remember how many millions of votes?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I don't.
I thought it was like 4 million votes.
That sounds too high.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how many votes he got.
I don't either.
If Jorgensen walked out with 30 million votes,
that'd be amazing.
And then she ran again, presumably she would. She's a young woman. She's younger than both
she's
of
in
these
her 50s,
candidates.
Yeah, I think.
Comparatively. Then she would have a darn good, argument the next go around that, hey, how come I don't get to be on stage?
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We got Dorothy in Alabama listening to WBHP there in Huntsville. Go ahead, Dorothy.
I guess you're not in Kansas anymore.
No. Yeah, and I don't have a dog named Toto.
Say what?
No, I don't have a dog named Toto either.
Oh, a Toto. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I thought she wasn't in Kansas.
I heard that. Yeah, I just couldn't make out what she said the first time. Go ahead.
Well, about Afghanistan, I want to get to that and the issue you brought up about what's up with Germany, something about them in the news. That has to do with China, the plans that they have. But Afghanistan, you know, I heard that the military had a lot to do with maybe helping.
I don't know if it's because you're talking too fast or what, but I'm having a real tough time understanding you. Can you slow it down a little bit? I'm from the South.
Okay, well, How's this for you now?
Hang on, Dorothy.
It's funny.
We'll bring you back here in just a moment. This was a little too quick for me. We'll see if we can figure this out. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. 855-450-3733. And yes, we do have the Christian Anarchist on the line as well. We'll bring him in from our Matrix server. And your calls and thoughts are welcome about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
On a multidimensional probe, the Syscup Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, Syscup's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit Bangbooks at Bang.com for more.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Economist claims that value of US dollar will descend by 35% in the next year, and the dollar is the most overrated major currency in the world today. US Federal Reserve is actively working on turning the US dollar into a digital currency. Bitcoin set a new record for time above $10,000 in value. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, our number 855 855-450-FREE, like freedom, coming up in the summer of 2021. It's year number five for ForkFest, the decentralized camping festival for libertarians in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. I expect we'll be broadcasting from that event unless something drastic happens and for some reason, you know, New Hampshire is untravelable. You can't get here because the owner of Rogers Campground was willing to fight the government this year by opening up his campground and letting us come on there with ForkFest, with this decentralized camping festival, and it was just so much fun. We had a great time. 2020 was awesome. If you missed it, don't miss 2021. It's going to be, I think, even better. So go to forkfest.party.
It keeps being better.
Yeah. And it's because people bring different talents to the table. They bring different, you know, abilities. Maybe they, you know, brought one, I think, person brought a poker table that got set up in a party tent. So the person who brought the poker table wasn't the party tent owner, but they got together and they made a thing. And every single night there was poker going on in the party tent, which was pretty cool. There's more than one party tent, actually, during ForkFest. So it was a good time. Everybody just kind of does what they want, and turns out that self-organization, it works when you let it happen. So it's kind of an experiment, and it's been a success so far. Go to forkfest.party. The dates for next year, I believe it is June 28th through July 4th. Yes, that is correct. June 28th through July 4th, 2021, forkfest.party. As we go back to Dorothy in Alabama, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Go ahead, Dorothy.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, I'll try to hold the phone real still. It's windy where I'm at. I don't know what's going on with the weather, but it sounds a little choppy when I'm on hold.
So, gotcha.
You know, some of what I'm hearing. But about being in Afghanistan, now I understand coffees are make up over 70-35% of their income over there.
Coffee?
And,
poppies. Oh, poppies. Okay.
Poppies, yes. And that was a major concern to watch. I was like, well, you know, the Taliban, the ISIS people, they were trying to get a hold of that, too. And they were, hey, don't burn.
I couldn't understand you there. What after the
you're breaking up.
What after the poppies?
You're breaking up.
Dory?
Dorothy.
Dorothy?
Yes.
What did you say about the poppies? It got a little garbled there.
Okay, well, that's most of their income over there. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly where we trade, but China does it. They have poppies, Mexico. I think India, I'm not sure, but I'm sure it's a little secret. I don't know why we – I guess we can't grow our own here, you know, for pain. I mean, can you imagine having your food removed or a surgery without pain medicine? So, you know, that's been a thing over there with Afghanistan and the poppies. Now, you mentioned something about Germany. There's some news I was reading in Patriot News concerned that Trump will try to thwart and take care of, but that China has a plan to reach world supremacy by going into Germany. If they can take over Germany somehow, they can win the world, is what the article is saying. That,
so hold on, let me see if I'm understanding you here. You read a website called Patriot News, and Patriot News says China wants to take over Germany, to take over the world, with Germany?
That's supposedly maybe their plan. You know, they want to buy things. Well, like, for example, Panama, they put an airport in over there. And, you know, they could, you know, pay for it all. So they own that airport in Panama. And
the Chinese do.
Like, right.
And they're going to keep it itself for 99 years.
Right, and I've heard the Chinese are building cities in Africa as well.
Okay, now over in Europe, like Italy, the factory where the flu spread, it got real bad with them, the Chinese forces over there that were traveling, and they knew they were sick too, and they left and went over there to work.
Right. There's a book called The Memoirs of an Economic Hitman, if I have it right, and it's talking about a U.S. guy who was working for some companies that would build dams and a variety of things that would help countries, but they'd basically indebt those countries in the process. Mm-hmm. China has taken this model, and they have tweaked it a little bit in order to, make it work better for them. And they're essentially doing this around the globe. They're taking what they're calling soft money, and they're taking this money and they're you know, spreading it around in the hopes of ingratiating themselves and in the hopes of having a great deal of influence, depending on the government and depending on the situation. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's ingratiation. Maybe it's just hard-nosed influence. Whatever it might be, this is what they're doing, and they've got a real problem in China. Their problem is that they are still poor in so much as their people are not doing well. They're not like middle class by Western standards middle class. And they're getting old because they had that stupid one-child policy for decades. Mm. And
but they don't now?
They don't have that policy now, but the damage has been done.
Yeah.
And so if you're thinking about Japan or the United States or Great Britain, yeah, these places are getting old, but they're also pretty wealthy. So those old people have money. However, in China, they're getting old and they don't have money. And this is going to cause a lot of problems for the Chinese Communist Party coming up in the relatively near future when these people expect to get taken care of and there's no social welfare programs to take care of them. China is like a cornered animal on the world stage right now, and I don't like anything I see that comes out of there.
Dorothy, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number, 855-450, free like freedom. Tom in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
There is a group out there called Reclaim the Records, and what they do is they initiate lawsuits if necessary. They make public records requests for vital records, and these vital records are in many cases closed by state law or simply.
You mean like a birth certificate or death certificate?
Yeah, I can't just go down to the Secretary of State's office, vital records office, and just get a copy of somebody else's birth certificate. Mm. You got to have an ID and establish all this stuff, unless it's a public record after so many years. But what they do is they go after the fact that the indexes are not covered by the confidentiality laws, and they obtain the indexes to things like marriage records and birth records and death records, and these become public, which is a genealogy tool. But the fun part is New Jersey and New York City are among the ones where they've won the marriage indexes after these people were told that these records are confidential and private, and so the bureaucrats won't give out the index information either. Now the court says the indexes are not private. Those are public information.
And what sort of information would one glean from an index? Like just the basic names of who got married and where?
The names of the license number. And the fun part is they also find out, and this becomes public, it gets put on the Internet and you can find it. It gets put out there, not just the names of the parties, but you can kind of tell, if that's kind of like a woman's name, that these are two women that got married to each other. Guess what, mister? Your daughter got, quote, married, unquote, to another woman, and some of these people are terrified. Mommy and daddy are going to cut them out of their will and everything, but that just means more money for the people who deserve an inheritance.
Oh, because you don't think people who get gay married deserve their inheritance? I presume that's what he means. Thanks for the call tonight.
It sounds like the people who are disinheriting people are awful people.
Absolutely.
Think again.
More coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Economist claims that value of U.S. dollar will descend by 35% in the next year, and the dollar is the most overrated major currency in the world today. U.S. Federal Reserve is actively working on turning the U.S. dollar into a digital currency. Bitcoin set a new record for time above $10,000 in value. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Vidal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
You have KSA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said at the beginning of Thursday's Senate Judiciary Committee meeting, he's confident Amy Barrett has the votes. The vote officially takes place 1 p.m. Eastern on October 22nd. Delta Airlines is hurting. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Delta Airlines is reporting a larger-than-expected loss in third-quarter revenue. The Atlanta-based airline carrier announcing a loss of $5.4 billion during the summer months, which is forcing company officials to push predictions back for an expected break-even date to next spring. Brian Kelly is a travel expert. He tells NBC's Today Show,
Delta is generally regarded as one of the best-run airlines in the world, and they reported a blockbuster loss, even as they've tried to reduce costs. You know, big picture, this means the airline industry really needs the bailout.
Delta is one of the major airlines of the United States and a legacy carrier. USA Radio News. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. The Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris is lying low after COVID infects two of her campaign people. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has more.
Senator Kamala Harris has canceled all campaign travel through this weekend out of an abundance of caution after a flight crew member and her communications director tested positive for coronavirus. According to the Biden campaign, Harris, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, has tested negative for coronavirus twice over the past week. In a series of tweets, Senator Harris said that she was not experiencing any symptoms of coronavirus and pledges that she will be transparent about any test results she does receive. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The Senate Homeland Security Committee is launching an investigation into Hunter Biden's emails. The New York Post published an article that alleges Hunter Biden used his influence to connect a Ukrainian businessman and Burisma Gas Company executive with his father while he was vice president. Committee Chairman Ron Johnson told Fox News he's been in touch with the person who provided the emails. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want. All you got to do, dial in toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to go to the Matrix server. You can go to chat.lrn.fm to get the step-by-step instructions on how to join there. And, you know, there is a bit of a learning curve when it comes to this thing. It is a newer technology, and in my opinion, it's got a lot more promise than the old centrally managed Discord server, which is run by some mega corporation somewhere. That booted us out about a month ago, and so... sorry about that. Nobody try that again.
No explanation either. They just boot you out for no reason.
They didn't give a detailed explanation. They claimed that it was cyberbullying or the targeting of an individual or group.
Yeah, imagine if your phone company just turned your phone service off because they didn't like the things you were saying.
Yeah. But they didn't say, when I asked them for specifics of what they were referring to, they never responded.
Right. None of these megatech corporations do.
Nope. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. So imagine you're in the, World War II simulator online multiplayer game room, mm-hmm. right? And you, you know, tell some noob you're going to pwn him and say mean things about his mom or whatever it is that you're doing on there. If Discord was going to do anything, they should go after the person that's saying the things.
Mm.
They don't shut down the room of the video game.
That's a good point.
So that leads me to believe that they believe somehow Free Talk Live was saying things, which I don't understand at all.
Yeah, that wasn't happening.
All of big tech is lining up to silence anybody who isn't behind Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's apparently it's really important to them to have a senile child molester in the White House.
Let's go to Gene. He's the Christian anarchist. He's on that Matrix server calling us over the Jitsi chat option. Go ahead, Gene. Gene the Christian anarchist. Uh-oh, you know what? That's my bad. I didn't screen.
Gene.
Actually, and I thought that the default settings were going to work. There he is. We have him now. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, I don't know what happened there.
It was us. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, good. Boo Discord, anyway. I'm going to talk about COVID. I haven't talked about COVID for a couple of calls, and they've got a story out about this COVID patient becoming the first in the world to die after being reinfected. Now, of course, this is a lie. I mean, these are always lies. So you read the news stories, and the headline never matches the print. So you go into the story, and you start reading about it, and it was a Dutch lady who's 89 years old, and she's taking chemotherapy for cancer. So this lady supposedly got COVID earlier this year and lived. You know, an 89-year-old cancer patient on chemotherapy got COVID earlier this year and lived. You didn't hear that on the news.
No, you certainly didn't.
So supposedly she started taking her chemo again, and just a couple of days after she started her chemo, then she came down with some symptoms, cough and fever and whatever, and about several weeks later, she died. So they said that they tested her, and she tested positive for the coronavirus. And, you know, these tests are so bad. You hear these stories about people that don't even go in for the test, and they get a letter saying, oh, you're positive for coronavirus. We've had actually that exact same thing happen to two of our patients who were scheduled to go in. And one girl, I think she went into the office to get a test somewhere and got tired of waiting and turned around and left. A week later, she gets a letter saying she's positive for COVID. She goes, well, wait a minute. I never took the test.
Wow.
And another patient we know had a similar instance. So
there are a lot of false positives with these tests, and basically to know whether you have the coronavirus, you have to take three of them.
Usually they have to get the blood before they can give you a false positive, though.
Yeah, usually.
Indeed. It's clearly positive.
Most of these are swabs, you know, but they're not very specific. These tests will pick up other coronaviruses other than the COVID-19.
Right. You have a coronavirus, so therefore you have the coronavirus, according to the test.
And it's funny because if you read in this story, if you talk about, you go into the fine print of the story, it talks about the fact that the test that they gave her said that she had a type of coronavirus. It didn't say that she got reinfected with COVID-19. It says the test had a coronavirus of a genetic makeup that was different. So what does this mean? We don't really know because we're not there looking at the actual science behind this. And, of course, we talk about people believing the science. Well, the science, what we're getting through these papers and through these reports is all twisted around.
But the science is settled.
I was waiting for
that. I just wish the science was settled, you know, on anything, you know, but it never is because it's not supposed to be settled.
Right.
But it's just more of the same nonsense to scare people.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really concerned about the future because people have become just idiotic. I mean, I can't believe how idiotic people have gotten over this thing. And you look at Sweden, And they're doing fantastic. And they didn't lock down and they didn't do mask mandates. And now everybody's great. You know, they had some deaths. Everybody has some deaths over this. But it really wasn't any worse than their neighbors. If you look at the chart, if you chart it out, their deaths per million were no greater than the neighbors. And they didn't do anything about it but keep the older folks, you know, kind of separated because they were the most vulnerable. And now everybody's going around fine with they're back to school, they're doing sports.
In some places, other places continue with the lockdown as though it's meaningful. And by the way, I say the lockdown, the half lockdown, these half measures. Because if they actually did a lockdown of like the entire globe for 2 weeks, well, then sure, we might be able to put a dent in this virus because people would just not be coming into contact.
If they locked down the entire globe for 2 weeks, nobody would die of COVID because we would all starve to death.
Oh, come on.
If they literally locked down everybody, that's exactly what would happen. We'd have no way of getting food.
And the WHO has recently said that lockdowns are not the thing you want to do anyway.
No.
They're the last thing you would want to do.
Well, the final option, yeah.
Did you see the University of Edinburgh story that said they estimated that up to 200,000 extra people had died because of the lockdowns?
And it's going to get worse because you've had all kinds of people who should have gone in for cancer screening that didn't, and now their cancer has progressed, and they're not going to survive. And people that had heart problems that they should have gone in for a stent or whatever treatment that they could have gotten, but they couldn't do that. So now they're going to die maybe in 6 months.
And don't forget that when those people die, their families won't be able to come see them.
Right. It's so tragic.
And the University of Edinburgh story is actually talking about just people dying of the COVID, not the additional collateral damage from the government reaction to the COVID.
There was even video that we played, I think it was on Free Talk Live one night, from a UK funeral parlor where an old woman is crying at her dead husband's funeral, so a widow crying at her funeral, and her sons are sitting 6 feet away from her. One of them moves his chair over, and the other moves his chair over to try to comfort their mother during this funeral, and some funeral parlor director's like, nope, you can't do that.
The guy you want to punch in the face. not somebody who's just talking. Somebody is going to, you know, prevent you from covering your mother, comforting your mother.
That's how bad it is. That's how insane it is. Gene, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Sounded great there, by the way, on the Matrix server over at chat.lrn.fm. We'll continue here in moments. Your calls and thoughts. Got some COVID fear mongering since he brought it up. There's something in the news. They're saying it's worse than it's being reported.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history, designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That is the phone number that allows you to get on the air with us in the studio. It's Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
Don't forget to check out Nobody Tells the Truth coming up. You doing a show tomorrow night, Nobody?
I plan to.
10:30 p.m. thereabouts.
Are you going to tell the truth?
I always tell the truth.
That's right. And that'll be 10:30 p.m. Eastern.
Except when I talk to police, because I don't talk to police.
Good plan. 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. Well, we'll talk to them if they call into the show. They have called Free Talk Live upon occasion.
Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to them then, just not if they're in a position to get me.
Right. So check him out on our DLive channel and our Twitch channel, DLive.LRN.FM, Twitch.LRN.FM. And if you've been looking for our live stream on YouTube and you've been wondering why we're not on YouTube Live anymore, that's because YouTube changed their system. They made it even more obtuse and difficult to use. So we just decided, you know what, the YouTube feed was our least important of the three that we were doing, so now we just have the two. And maybe we'll bring YouTube back someday, like if Twitch decides to give us the boot or whatever, they decide to kick us off their system, which, you know, they probably will do someday if once we become big enough and get enough complaints that they'll boot us out. Then maybe we'll go back to YouTube at that point. But there's just enough. There was too much to do to get the show rolling on three different platforms with the changes that YouTube brought in. So we're still putting our videos on YouTube after the fact. In fact, I need to show you how to do that, Mark, after the show's over.
Okay.
But that's so we're still like there in an archival sense on YouTube. You can still watch the show later on, but if you want to watch it live and if you want to watch Nobody Tells the Truth, you need to be following us on either Twitch or DLive. Once again, that's twitch.lrn.fm or dlive.lrn.fm. We continue with your calls. Eamon is on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Eamon.
Hey, how you
you doing, man?
What's on your mind?
This is like my fourth time calling in.
Welcome back.
I could talk about the coronavirus for like days, but one interesting argument that I thought of the other day that I haven't heard anybody talk about is, like, I don't know about you guys, but like, people always bring up the Spanish flu, and they're using that as an argument to justify like what the government's done with coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
They're always like, oh, 50 million people died of the Spanish flu. But after doing some researching, like, well, first off, I think that number is grossly blown out of proportion as well, just like the numbers are now, because they had no accurate way of, like, their methodology of, like, finding demographics and like, population stats were, like, vastly inferior to today. But the median age of people dying of the Spanish flu was, like, it wasn't old people.
Right, it was just people.
Yeah, it was, like, a lot of them were men in, like, their 30s and 40s. And then, like, I haven't heard anybody mention this, but, like, what happened right before the Spanish flu? World War One,
yep.
The only war in world history where chemical weapons were legal, all of these people had breathed in toxic, like, chlorine gas, mustard gas, and all of that, and had actual lung damage, and these people were dying. Like, and coughing and stuff, and people were like, oh, they had the Spanish flu.
Yeah, that might be a contributing factor.
Interesting theory.
Yeah, and let's not forget that war, the biggest killer in war up until, I believe it was World War One, was illness. So you'd get all these people together, and then something would go around, and
everybody gets it.
Yeah, they'd get it and die. And so, you know, obviously, yeah, this is probably one of these. I think World War One might have been a super spreader event.
You think? Good call tonight, Eamon. Anything else you want to share?
Super spreader. It sounds like a great effort.
I had some questions. For one, I don't want to get. You can cut me off or whatever, but like you're talking about a lot of bitcoins. How do you guys feel about XRP or Request Network? I think
Ripple,
Banker Coin.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that, nobody?
It's basically Ripple is a coin that was, I think, created to defeat cryptocurrency in that it was created for use by bankers for use within the monopoly banking system that I want no part of.
Ripple existed, at the very least, in 2013 when we went to that convention out in San Jose.
I thought Ripple came before Bitcoin.
Yeah, I think it came before Bitcoin.
But it wasn't a crypto or something
like was,
that.
Yeah, it was. It had some ideas, mm-hmm. right? And Roger Ver, Bitcoin Jesus, called the guy behind one of the guys behind Ripple the smartest guy you'll ever meet, I think Ripple is far more institutional than Bitcoin was when it started. Bitcoin's looking pretty institutional these days too. That I don't know whether Ripple will be successful or not, but it's not yet. But I've heard people say that Ripple's going to be the thing you'd want to get for sort of inside the system stuff, and Monero for outside the system stuff. I don't know whether that particular strategy has been useful to those people that thought it, but I've heard people say it.
Well, one of the problems, as I understand it, with Ripple is it is completely centrally controlled. Because it is a banker's coin, it has the ability to be withdrawn from you without your consent, right? So, like, one of the benefits of Bitcoin is the transactions are permanent. You send somebody a Bitcoin transaction, as soon as it's confirmed on the blockchain, it is not, it can't be undone unless that person chooses to send it back to you. There's no third party who can just go in and, like, reach into your account and pull it out if they decide that they don't like you or that you've done something that they disagree with or whatever. But Ripple, they absolutely can do that.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it is a total inside the system banker coin. And again, that could be a success if they can actually help banks be better, if they can help banks be faster at transferring money, then that would be wonderful. wonderful. I really do wish them the best. I just, you know, I'm not that excited about it.
Well, they can't make them any faster at shutting down my accounts, so.
Also, as I understand it, Stellar, which started one of the guys who was behind Ripple, started Stellar, which is a competitor. Stellar,
backed by IBM, I think.
Yeah, I think IBM is involved in some way with Stellar. Stellar is a more decentralized approach, I think, to what they were doing originally with Ripple, right?
Yeah, they use a different consensus method, and I like Stellar a lot better. And you know, the guy who left Ripple because, you know, he wanted something that was going to create value for regular people, and Ripple became something that was just going to create value for banks, it seemed to him.
Right. Stellar seems to be more of an open architecture that invites all kinds of different tokens and that sort of thing to participate. In fact, we were just reading a news story that USDC, which is one of the major stablecoins out there, stablecoin is dollar-backed or some other asset-backed crypto token. Now USDC, which is, I think, the second largest stablecoin, so Tether's the number one, USDC's number two, they are now launching on the Stellar blockchain coming up in 2021. So Stellar, I think, has really got a lot more exciting stuff going on with it, and Ripple just like trying to appease the banks. To me, that's not particularly interesting. Eamon, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
So the reason why I found you guys was because I heard of the Arias headlines and all that, and I thought
right
that was awesome. I was just wondering, do a lot of you guys like run for office a lot?
In New Hampshire, there's elections every year. Actually, every 6 months, honestly, here in Keene. Nobody, you ran for governor earlier this year. You ran for mayor last year here in Keene.
And I'm now running a write-in campaign for every elected position in America, because I guarantee you, if you elect everybody to do everything, I won't do any of it.
You mean elect nobody to do everything?
Yes. If you elect nobody to do everything, nobody will do it.
Right. Nobody can fill that seat.
I ran for delegate to the state convention for the Republican Party 3 times and won.
It's not a state office.
One of the few people on the air here who's won their election.
Were you opposed by anyone?
No.
Okay.
some people did try writing some people in against me, but you know, I was consistent. We do have hosts on the show that are
activists,
morally against voting, period. Others on the show that, run all the time.
Why do you ask?
Because I'm an artist, and I would love to support you guys. Maybe help with the campaigns. Anybody does. When is the election for the
November 3rd? Same day as everybody else.
It's probably not a bad idea to send an email though, and we can get a hold of you for the next one.
Or better yet, reach out to Aria's campaign. Go to ariaforsheriff.com, and she's got links there to connect to our Telegram groups and stuff. We'll see you tomorrow.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.